Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It was teamwork that helped lead the Patriots to a big win over Atlanta on Sunday night. And it was teamwork that allowed the students here at O'Donnell Middle School in Stoughton, Mass. To welcome in Devin McCourty on Tuesday morning. The kids here at O'Donnell met and exceeded their goals in a summer reading blitz this past summer, and that allowed Devin McCourty to come and congratulate them. The goal for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at O'Donnell Middle School: read a combined 2,013 books during the summer of 2013. The result? 2,090 books. The reward? A special visit by one of the leaders of the 4-0 Patriots, there to congratulate them on their success in the Read Between the Lines program, which promotes the importance of reading.
Imagine if I was your age and I said, you know what, reading's fun. But, you know, I'll go through high school, I'll read a little bit, I'll go through college, I'll read a little bit less, and then one day I pop up in the NFL and I have to read this huge playbook. I wouldn't be prepared. But luckily, I stayed on top of my reading. I kept reading, and I encourage you guys to keep reading, no matter what you want to do in life.
We don't have a goal of reading books, but we have a goal of getting better and trying to come back a better player, and each person has to do that individually. And you know, hopefully you put in all that work to come back and be a better team. So I thought it was great just for them to meet the challenges and then have individuals read 47 and 50 books. That's incredible.
After the school-wide assembly, McCourty held a meet and greet in the school's library with six accomplished readers, including the two students who went cover to cover with the most books last summer, Kayla Lamb, who read 50, and Molly Turner, who read 47.
I talked to my friends, and we were trying to read as many books as we can. And over the summer, I had a lot of free time, and I like to read, so I have a lot of books at home, so I just was reading them.
There were kids who were like Molly and Kayla, who are, you know, they're readers. They're gonna give you your they're gonna score a lot of touchdowns for you, so to speak. They're gonna read 40 books, 50 books. But then I think there were a lot of kids on the periphery who may not have done a lot of summer reading this year, but wanted to meet that goal, wanted to help reach the goal, and wanted to have this assembly in the fall. So then they kind of chimed in. So it was sort of that group teamwork thing.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I'm a kid at heart, so getting to do this kind of stuff is always fun. You get to challenge kids and encourage them and, you know, show them that it's possible. So I have fun with it all, every time I do it.
The teachers and administrators even had their own summer reading challenge, but couldn't quite keep pace with the students. It seems McCourty has a ways to go as well.
I have to get better. I mean, they're at 47 and 50. I'm probably at 2 or 3. And I thought I was doing halfway decent on that, but 50, I'm in the bottom percentile.
While McCourty's entrance was a big hit, his message was well received. It was a great morning here at O'Donnell Middle School in Stoughton, Mass. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.